Our first story, Iran's Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Salehi has met Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in Damascus. During their meeting, they discussed the latest developments in Syria. Salehi, who arrived in Damascus on Wednesday, is to hold key talks with high-ranking Syrian officials while he's in the country. The visit has come on the heels of Salehi's trip to Jordan. While in Amman, he voiced Tehran's support for the Syrian people and government. Salehi said Iran is against any foreign intervention in Syria. He urged Damascus and the opposition to resolve the situation through talks.
We refuse any solution force from outside. We are against any foreign intervention in Syria. We have seen what has happened in some countries, which I will not name, after they faced foreign intervention. We don't want history to repeat itself in Syria.
Press TV's Beirut correspondent Ali Risk is with us now live. So, Ali, I know you've been speaking with a lot of political observers. You've been following the events in Syria. First of all, how serious is that threat of foreign intervention? And what kind of a role is Iran seen as playing, specifically when we talk about the meeting that's been held right now between Mr. Salehi and Mr. Assad?
Regarding the threat of foreign intervention, that subject is being brought up, of course, increasingly following or ever since the Israeli announcement of chemical weapons. Following that Israeli announcement about the Syrian government using chemical weapons, then, of course, we had the Israeli escalation and the Israeli military strikes on Syrian territory. So when we speak about the threat of foreign intervention, it's basically Israel and Israeli attempts to drag the US into the conflict, because as we've noticed, following this Israeli airstrike, there have been, for example, a US lawmaker who is calling for more US military involvement in support of the opposition. We've had the uproar from neocons and Republicans. So Israel is the one basically stirring up this increased debate about foreign intervention or lack of foreign intervention. But I think that the visit by, and that brings me to the second part of your question, the visit by the Iranian foreign minister also sends a counter message that, you know, Iran is there and will defend or will get involved if things deteriorate or if there is foreign military intervention, similar to the message conveyed by Hezbollah's leader Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, who said that the real friends of Syria won't allow Syria to fall into the hands of the US and Israel. Now, regarding the visit of the Iranian foreign minister, I believe the main message conveyed is Iran is trying to show now in the run-up to the possible political solution, especially before next June's meeting between President Obama and President Putin, Iran is trying to convey the message that any solution to the Syrian crisis or any ending must take Iran into consideration. Iran must be part of the solution. Now, that was something which former US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton rejected, saying Iran is part of the problem. Now, during this flurry of diplomacy and during Kerry's current visit to Moscow to discuss the Syrian crisis, Iran is trying to say we must be part of a solution because we, Iran, have our own geopolitical interests in Syria. And everybody knows the strategic alliance between Syria and also Iran. And one more point we have to mention, yes, is that the visit to Jordan came after the Jordanian King Abdullah was in Washington, which also shows that maybe there is some kind of indirect communication between Washington and Tehran, yes, about the future of Syria, what a solution could bring about.
Thank you very much. Ali Risk, our correspondent with us there from Beirut, with all the latest.